It's a peaceful morning in Pisgah National Forest. Along the Cat-Gap Loop, the scent of last night's campfire lingers in the air, and songbirds chatter overhead. But soon the birdsong is drowned out by a different sound. The roar of chainsaws and the clanging of metal tools.
They're using what's called a pickmatic here to move this rock. What he's got is called a hazel hoe, and it's used for moving dirt and rocks, digging with.
That's Skip Sheldon. At 81 years old, he's been doing trail work for more than 3.5 decades.
I'm the old guy of the crew.
Sheldon is one of more than 100 volunteers who fanned out across the forest's John Rock area to maintain trails as part of the Carolina Mountain Club's quarterly crew day. The all-volunteer club maintains more than 440 miles of trail throughout western North Carolina, including parts of the Appalachian and mountain-to-sea trails. To the average hiker, trails are something that's just there. But the reality is, it takes a small army of volunteers from a variety of groups to maintain them. And everything from the width of the trail to the direction of its slope to the placement of rocks makes a difference.
You know, really thinking about it, we couldn't accomplish our agency's goal to care for the land and serve people without volunteers and partners.
That's Kristen Sikorsky. She works for the U.S. Forest Service. Her job is to manage recreation in one of the 3 districts that include Pisgah National Forest. Sikorsky's district covers about 165,000 acres of the forest. It has 25 permanent staff members as well as some seasonal workers. But many of those employees work inside buildings, not outdoors. The annual Forest Service budget for trail work in the district is only $6,000, Sikorsky says, so volunteer efforts play a vital role.
I consider them the lifeblood of the Pisgah Ranger District. They contribute hundreds of thousands worth of volunteer hours, equating to millions of dollars worth of work on our district every year. It's a really unbelievable amount of value that they bring to us.
On this particular Saturday, one volunteer group works to replace an old wooden bridge that had become a safety hazard.
Okay, pull. Just pull.
Well, we're building a bridge because the old one is too small, so it's harder for people to get over.
That's 11-year-old Boy Scout Dominic Zendona, who is volunteering for the first time as part of a trail crew.
Okay, hold up a second. Stop.
The bridge site is a whirlwind of activity. A few of the older scouts are pulling bark off some downed trees in order to build the base of the bridge. Others are hauling gravel to fill the foundations on either side of the creek. Several engineers among the crew's longtime members are directing the flow of traffic. Further up the mountain, retired engineer Paul Curtin and other volunteers spent the morning diverting a stream that had been flooding the trail. The team had to clear out overgrowth, break up dams, haul away debris, and flip over a large rock. Curtin says that while the solution wasn't obvious, the challenge is part of the fun.
You know, whenever we come out on a work day, we never know exactly how we're going to fix it. So it's kind of like a problem solving. You know, you come out and take a look at it, what could we do? And you throw some ideas around, and then you go, let's try this.
Among the new volunteers on the trail is Tracy Mensa, who's wielding a tool to dig up roots that have been exposed by erosion.
I'm doing root work. I've had some monster roots to take out. We're looking at not making people trip when they're on the trail.
Mensa, a professor at Western Carolina University, says the experience has given her a greater appreciation for the work that goes into preserving access to the outdoors. Asked about the process of deciding which trails need to be maintained and when, Sikorsky says she lovingly calls it organized chaos. She says volunteers do everything from identify problem areas to help combat the growing problem of illegal trails.
So obviously, it can be very difficult to manage all of our work that our partners are doing and dedicate their resources to the right places at the right time. They are out recreating. They're able to see the damage sometimes before we even can. And they make recommendations to us based upon what needs fixed at any given time.
David Huff handles communications for the Carolina Mountain Club. Doing trail work is not only an opportunity to meet great people and give back to the outdoors, he says. It also has health benefits.
So, you know, being out in nature, what they tell us now, all the research says that being out in nature is good for us, right? And it is, right? You feel a real rush and your stress level goes down. I mean, listen to the birds right now, right? It's beautiful. So at the end of the day, you feel like you've accomplished something.
For BPR News, I'm Felicia Saunders.